Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
95407.
Thank you for that information. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Debbie Farrell.
Okay. And Ms. Farrell, may I get you to verify your address, please?
545 Smokewood Drive, Santa Rosa, California.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that you did business with the company for the Height Watch.
I did not do business with the company is the problem. I got charged for stuff, but I didn't do any of the business with them.
Okay. Did you give anyone authorization to use your card?
No, I did not, but that doesn't mean that they couldn't have gotten a hold of it.
Okay. So what I can do is go ahead and get you over to the fraud department. What they'll do is open up an investigation. They will obtain the IP address from the device that was used, contact the local authorities, and they'll go ahead with pressing charges with whomever is connected with that device.
Okay.
So give me just a moment. Let me get you over to that department.
Sure. You know, I mean, not that this is it or anything, but I got a call a while back with some, or it was a text from somebody from somewhere saying, click here to get something. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. And that, I think it was from Apple or Amazon saying we're giving you, sending you a gift. Could it have been some scam related to that? The reason I'm asking that is that I'm showing that there's two charges from your company. One was for like $7.92, and then the next and the other one was $69.97. I'm wondering if I thought I was just doing the $7.92, and they were just, you know.
So you actually placed an order for these items?
No, I didn't place an order.
Okay,
I didn't technically call and make an order directly with your company. I got a text message saying you've won a free. We're rewarding you for your being a good customer. I think it was an Amazon email or that appeared to be an Amazon text, and they're saying, you know, scroll through, click the link below, and select what, you know, something you might want or whatever. So did give several selections, and all you'll have to pay is shipping and handling. And I selected several, one, and, they, you know, whatever there was available, they were going to go ahead and say, well, you know, whichever one we have in stock, we'll send you and only charge you the shipping and handling. But the only thing that I've had done recently that I could imagine that was it, they didn't necessarily say what they were going to send me. It's just I was supposed to select from several items, and they would choose from there. You know, basically, they're saying we're offering you a free gift. Is what they're saying, basically.
Okay, so what?
But I didn't speak to anybody. It was a text message.
So what has happened? The company that you did business with gives you the opportunity to try out merchandise for 14 days for free, and on the 15th day is when they charge you for the retail value.
I never got the product.
Okay.
I remember
there was a confirmation saying that it was delivered on the 23rd to the address that you just verified.
I didn't get to me from the house then. But in this neighborhood, that's not surprising. Okay. Well, I guess I'm stuck with it then. Okay, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Can you make sure that I don't get charged for anything else? I mean, you're not going to...
It was a one-time transaction.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be a recurring cost. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.